We'll call to order Board of Works for April the 8th. We need approval of the March 25th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Parks Department.
Steve Beam, Vincent's Parks. The remodeling of the enclosed shelter house is still going. We have a finish date, hopefully, at the end of May, 1st of June. All the windows have been removed, all the paint off the windows. It's down to the original wood. The windows are being made at an off-site. The stone company has been in, started tuck pointing, working on the two fireplaces. If you had a chance to go out there, walk in sometime and talk to Josh Pittman. Things are going, I think, really well. April 20th, Saturday, is the Kiwanis Vincent's Parks Easter Egg Hunt. Registration's at 10:30. Egg hunt starts at 11. We will be doing it across the street at the band show because of the construction at the enclosed shelter house. April 26th at 10 a.m. out at Chicago Park, the tree board and the Parks Department will do an Arbor Day. They'll be planting three trees. Tecumseh Harrison second graders will be coming out in three classes and planting each of the trees on that day. That's all.
You're a good man. Busy man.
Next is Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. Not a lot to report. We're still doing rifle transition training, just about have all of those out. We do have the officers that are still at the police academy and they're progressing as expected, and we're looking forward as they finish up down there closer to June 1st. We do have applicant testing this Saturday morning at 7 o'clock at Vincent's University. We have about 32 applicants that turned in for that. And again, that starts the new process for our merit commission for our list, hiring list. Lastly, this Saturday, the 13th, we are doing a DNA child identification kit booth along with the Easter Bunny out at Yoakum's Chrysler. And I believe that runs from 10:30 to 1. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Dustin. Bryce is off today, so we'll go to City Engineer.
The bridge at Main Street is the main thing going on right now. We have the abutments finished, and we set beams last week. So the next thing is to finish a mud wall and then prepare for the deck pour, which will probably happen next week. We started on the sidewalk underneath 41. That's a complicated portion of the project. They've been working on that last week and this week. And I am currently assembling the CCMG bid package for the 2019 paving project that will take place this summer.
Okay. Thanks. Move on to new business. First is owner-occupied housing rehabilitation grant agreement. And it's not Hi. Greg Jones.
We have the grant agreement packet for the owner-occupied housing rehabilitation project. You were funded in the full amount of your request, $350,000. Should be able to do about 14 homes, roughly, approximately. And we are right now in the process of going ahead and re-verifying everyone that applied. We're going to start with Vincent's first. And so hopefully we'll start construction maybe around the
How many girls you have?
I believe we had about 20. Yeah, so we should have more than enough. I believe we've had some calls in too since it came out in the paper. So if anyone drops out for any reason.
We have a rating system that determines which of the 14.
Right, we do it by area median income. There's a percentage, a formula that we use. And so the lowest percentages receive the funding first.
Okay. And this is the second time we've done this grant. We did this.
Yeah, if not
four
third.
4 years ago?
Yeah.
We did it?
Yes. So, yeah. And this was the one that we applied for back in 2017 as well, right. But did okay. not get the funding. Right. And okay. so we did it again right. last
now
year.
Now we're funded and now we've
now
got
you're
everything.
Funded and we're ready to go. Your grant period starts now and goes through August of 2020. August 28th of 2020.
My birthday.
And with the grant agreement, Mayor, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know if you've got the one that you're working on, but there's...
I think he has the one.
He's got the one, okay.
Yes.
There's 5 for him, or actually 6 for him, and then 3 for Sharon. Places for her to sign.
Him being Greg?
No.
For signatures for Greg, is that what you mean? No.
No, for the mayor.
Oh, signatures.
If we approve this.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, there's more. Do you want my packet? I've got mine all.
If you need those signed, sure, come on up.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the IHCDA grant and all accompanying paperwork and signatures as described.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And I'll get this as soon as we're...
Great. Thank you for all your hard work on this.
Thank you.
Next is Ashley Osborne, use of pavilion for community resource fair.
Good afternoon. I am seeking approval to have a Knox County community resource fair. It will be for all nonprofit organizations, programs such as Drug Court, the Samaritan Center with the Treatment Center, to all come to the Riverfront Pavilion and just kind of set up a booth and have information, flyers to give to everyone in the community. And this is going to be set for October 5th, 2019. We will be setting up shortly after the flea market meets and they get over at 1.
Okay.
So it'll be about 1:30 p.m.
So who's orchestrating that?
I am.
Okay, well, I'm with United Way. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, through the Drug Court program.
Okay, great. Good. So we'd be more than welcome to help assist in publicizing and putting that on our website, et cetera.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll make sure you have my contact information afterwards.
Thank you so much.
Sure. I'll make a motion that we approve the aforementioned community resource fair utilizing the pavilion for October 5th, 2019. Do we specify a time?
1:30.
And
till?
6.
6, okay, 1:30.
I think we still need insurance.
6.
And we got it, okay.
You got proof of insurance, okay. Okay, that's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you. Next is Ribfest, Liz Romano.
A woman who needs no introduction.
Hi, I'm Liz from Valley Party Supply. I'm the manager, and this year is our 20th anniversary for Ribfest.
Wow.
We're super excited. It's been that long. It's crazy. But we are going to have it the earliest it's ever been this year, so we don't interfere with Mother's Day or graduation. It's on May 4th. That's like right around the corner, and we would like to get permission to close off the street between 4th and 5th on Dubois so that DeWig Meats can bring their big smoker truck and smoke the meat. And also that would be from 3 a.m. Saturday, May 4th, until 3 p.m. We're typically done around then, maybe 4 at the latest. And then also permission to set up yard signs. Typically the spaces that I've always done and the businesses are, they've welcomed us to do that. And that would be the Sunday prior to Ribfest, and then I would take them down that Saturday or Sunday morning after Ribfest.
Sounds good. Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the aforementioned DeWig Ribfest produced by Valley that would be on Saturday, May the 4th, and would include street closure of Dubois between 4th and 5th with accompanying barricades and street cones provided by the street department. That closure being from 3 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Saturday, May the 4th, and use of yard signs in and around the business as described.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liz.
Next is quotes for the animal shelter, and you should have these in your... If Leah wants to come up.
We had requested quotes for the repairs needed at the animal shelter from several different contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Some came out and didn't submit quotes, and there were two that actually submitted the quotes, and I believe you all have copies of that.
And you've been working on this since?
quite some time, several months.
So she, and she has truly tried to get other quotes.
So what we're doing is taking these bids under advisement?
No, I've already had the city engineer and city inspector review those.
Okay.
If you want to come up, JP.
Yeah, they look good.
Okay. A man of many words.
Basically, both the quotes do what we expect to be done with the repairs of the building, so.
Okay, so there are two different contractors here?
Right.
Okay.
And you can read.
Right. No, I mean, they're fairly detailed. Well, then there's a cost of some material from Niehaus, right?
Well.
That is a separate issue. We have repair issues that need to be taken care of in our large dog barn.
Okay.
The Moose Lodge has graciously volunteered to fund that project for us.
Okay.
So the portion of the repairs are for the main building, and that is, if you're looking at the two estimates.
The first one is Wagler and Son.
Right. Yes, Wagler and Son estimates $61,495.
Right, and that does not include the barn project.
Right.
Okay.
Neither does the, and then B&amp;D Construction.
Mm-hmm.
Is the second at 74,000.
What's that total? Oh, I see it's on the second page, 74,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that doesn't include the extra work in the barn either.
No.
That is just.
Okay. So basically, that's just FYI, that other, or we need to approve that as well?
No, I think it's just FYI.
Okay. So we're going to be approving the two bids that are presented, the one for 61.
So we're going to pick one.
That's.
I'm sorry?
We're going to pick one. So she can get moving. This work needs to be done. She
so these are two separate quotes on the same project?
Right.
Yes.
I got you. They're JP, not, I thought, okay, I th- okay, I got
JP
you.
And Phil have both looked at these. They both do exactly what we need.
So we as a Board of Works, are not approving which of these? Okay, so you have
Wagler.
A recommendation?
He'll say either one of them will.
Yeah. Yeah, the Wagler's lowest, they're comparable bids,
okay.
Same scope, so.
Okay, so we're going to go with the lowest bid since both are appropriate. Okay, so I'll make a bid, yeah, sure. I'll make a motion that we approve the lowest bid in this work for the, sorry?
Wagler and Sons.
Yes, the Wagler and Son Construction in the amount of $61,495.
And you can get the project started.
And I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. I mean, actually, I think that's not too unreasonable, and obviously there's work that needs to be done. And the funding for this is coming from?
Probably EDIT as well as their nonprofit, their 501c3 account.
And yes.
That's contributing.
We have been fundraising.
Us.
We've been collecting donations.
So if people want to continue to donate in that regard, they can?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great.
But this project has to get moving.
Right. Good work and overdone, to say the least.
Okay.
Overdue.
Thank you.
Next is street closure for Knox County Public Library event June 1st. And you should have letters in your.
I'm Emily Bunyan from the Knox County Public Library, and with me is Youth Services Manager Roger Strimming and Janet Kitchen, our library employee extraordinaire, who's responsible for our annual book drive.
Okay.
And we'd like to request closure of Seminary Street from 6th to 7th for a block party and a finale for our Close the Book on Hunger food drive on June 1st from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. So both of those are at the same time?
Yeah. Yes, it's a combo event.
Okay. So then you have a second project. You want to go ahead and describe that? We'll just make
yeah, and I have those
project care people with me too.
Or do you want
Laura
that done
DeBrock
separately?
And Terry King. Yeah, we'll do it separately.
Okay, we'll do it separately. Okay, we'll make a motion to have street closing for the summer reading and Close the Book on Hunger food drive on Saturday, June 1st at Fort Knightley. The closure of that street will be from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Yes.
And Dusty, you're good with that?
Okay, and I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Emily.
The Knox County.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now we've got the library with the
uh-huh.
Community Garden project.
This is a new project for us, And we're working with Laura DeBrock and Terry King to make this happen. And this,
they know a little bit about gardening.
And they have some information for you.
That's exactly what this is like.
Thank you.
I'll talk about the location and what the library is willing to provide, and then I'll let the two ladies take it from there. There's a yard behind our McGrady Brockman house that is just the right location for an urban garden.
Okay.
And it's not being utilized right now for anything functional, but it soon will be if you approve this. We're coming to you because it does face the city alley, and there are apartments that face the alley, and it will impact somehow the people in that area. It's a real highly populated, densely populated area, and we do have people parking incorrectly on the yard sometimes, and they won't be able to do that with a garden in place.
So this is directly behind the building?
Yes, that's a, okay. It's a grassy knoll.
How big of an area is that?
About as large as this room.
It's not very big, right?
About half, about 3/4 of the size of this room. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Really? Oh, okay. So it's actually a pretty good size. Yeah.
I'll let you guys have my question.
Okay. I mean, is it visible from the street
the
or no?
Just from the alley.
Just from the alley. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Emily has said it would impact the residents, and we're hopefully it'll impact them.
Impact them positively.
Yeah.
It's going to improve the look of the neighborhood. And
And we're hoping if we have some extra produce that we'll give it to them, and if they want to come learn. The whole purpose of this garden is to teach people how to garden and how to grow things. And Terry is our expert gardener, so she's going to do the organic techniques and all that.
So there'll be workshops that you're putting on for the public as a part of this. Okay.
Yeah. So this is a teaching, hands-on teaching garden, and with the programs to go along with that.
Great.
But our concern is that because of where it's located, we want to put something up so people don't drive right into it, you know, plow over the gardens. That's our hesitation. We're thinking about some temporary fencing running across, but we wondered if there were anything else the city might be able to do to just kind of give the visual effect of please don't drive over.
So, street department.
Yeah.
They have construction fence or something?
Maybe, we'll get with the street department and see if there's anything we can.
We were even wondering about the wooden sawhorses just kind of going across just to.
Okay. I mean, that's not the prettiest looking thing, but of course, storm fencing isn't either.
Well, we're trying to get, currently we've got Andrew Hayes from Purdue Extension who's talking to Lowe's and some other places about donating some fencing.
Okay.
So we're kind of envisioning, the library already has some permanent fencing that's very attractive, some black, like metal posts, but it's open to the alley. So we were trying to get temporary fencing, kind of like a roll of the metal fencing, not chicken wire, but kind of a little more elegant than that, and go all the way across with some metal stakes. But we thought that would be just easy to accidentally even back into. If you look at that alley, they park their cars, and especially at night, it would be so easy to just kind of back in. So we wondered if there might be something else, like soft horses or whatever.
John, have you looked at that at all?
I'm not sure which alley you're talking about, but I can go look at it.
Well, it's the alley right by, it's right across from the library, but it's behind the Grady Brockman building. And so there's an alley that comes right out of there that just.
Between 6 and 7.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm sure we can do something. I mean, you would hate to do work and then have somebody. So, Emily, did you mention that some residents in that area currently park inside that area? So have we notified the neighbors what you're doing? Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is becoming more involved than you probably envisioned.
Well, that's why we're here. We want
right.
to think their property is may not be where they're
right.
But it's actually not that close to alley, the temporary fencing. For them, it's a good.
Hit it, they'd be,
well, because their fence goes all the way. It would be to the end of the fence they've already been approved for that's been there. So it won't be going any deeper into the alley. It's just going to run parallel to the alley.
But I think what Dave is saying is that in terms of where that actual land, that line is, and where the, you know, the alleys are property, right?
Right.
So, okay. I mean, I think you're going to be okay. And but I do think it's important that we let the neighbors know. So what next step do they need to make, Dave, other than us approving the use of this property for that purpose?
Do we? They need our approval.
No, they can't.
Right, I don't think so either.
No.
What they're here for is they want us to enforce a parking ban and figure out some way to keep people off their garden.
Right. So what are we? So what do we need?
There till the cows come home. No cows, but still.
Yeah.
Or chickens.
So do what? Yeah. Do we need the street department or the
inspector's office
to met
permit? Yeah. To put up a fence.
Okay. So what we'll recommend is that we have Phil Cooper come look at the property, identify where the property line is, and then we'll work with you on constructing a temporary fencing. And in the meantime, I think you can let the neighbors know what's going on. So when, because you're starting as early as...
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, we've got people on the committee coming to help us put up the raised beds and all that on the 30th. Okay. And we're hoping it can be fenced immediately.
Okay.
Or even before, so yeah. That
well, we can take some action, you know, at the next meeting, which would be in 2 weeks. So so we'll get the ball rolling on our end and make sure that people get out there. So does anybody else have
city inspector?
We'll let him. Yeah. We'll make sure he contacts you.
Yeah. Phil, okay. Will get a hold of you.
All right. Do you have other questions or no. you're anticipating any pushback from the neighbors or not?
Pardon?
But it's their
yes
property.
No.
It's their property.
So. Yeah, but it's your property. Yeah, we want to protect your, and ultimately this right. Is a positive thing.
Right.
Yeah, ultimately it's a positive thing for everybody.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion that we're taking the library's request for a garden area in the back of the McGrady Brockman building under consideration. For fencing and identification to notify other neighbors. We will refer this to the city inspector who will work with the library and then with the city to move this project forward.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Good luck, ladies. Thanks.
Thanks.
Godspeed.
Next is Greg Park Shelter House Rehabilitation Change Order Number 2.
Hello, Lara Dawson with RQAW.
Hey.
I have here change order number 2. Basically what it says is that we originally had had a $10,000 lead paint RRP allowance
mm-hmm.
built into our original bid package. It ended up being quite a mess. We ended up having 10 layers of paint to remove. Because of that, they spent a lot more time doing this. So we needed an extra $13,751 to cover the lead paint RRP allowance.
So is this in the packet?
That's
buried down further.
It's right here. It's got a clip.
No.
No, that was.
Isn't this
I don't know where yours is at.
It's your okay. Paint removal.
Okay.
Right here.
You have any questions about this? This is just a matter of
no. We've already discussed it.
Also, this change order also includes two changing tables added, one for each restroom, one men's, one women's. That was an increased fee of $2,700. And this also is a change order to extend the timeline by 1 week so that our new completion date would be June 7th, 2019.
All right, so we're making a motion to approve the change order number 2 as described for the Greg Park Shelter Rehabilitation Project.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, great, Sarah. Thanks.
Steve Beam is up next for Hoosier Cruisers Riverfront Pavilion.
Steve Beam and Vincent's Parks are for the Hoosier Cruisers. Their annual cruise-in is Sunday, September the 8th. On Saturday, September 7th, we typically get the pavilion. The club starts out at Greg Park. They do their drive around the city, going by all the nursing homes and places, and they wind up downtown. They'll have music and food, and that's from 6 to 10 p.m.
Okay. Chief, you got any issues here? You're good, right?
No.
Okay. Do it every year. I'll make a motion that we approve the use of the pavilion for the Hoosier Cruisers Cruise In on Saturday, September 7th from 6 to 10, pending insurance, pending receipt of insurance.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is CCMG contracts.
You should have four agreements. They changed their agreement structure this year, and they have an agreement for each application. We submitted four applications, so there should be four agreements for those applications for the CCMG project.
Okay. Anything else you need to tell us about this, or?
Working on the bid documents, we should do what?
If we don't approve them, we won't get paving done.
Right.
I'm feeling suddenly important. Okay. So we're making a motion to approve the four contract presentations as presented by Mr. Sprague for the CCMG contracts.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, JP. Next is Brevoort Levy Agreement.
Blue ink on those two, please.
Mark, what?
Blue.
I think I'm the one that signs them.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. Brevoort Levy Agreement. I don't have a name assigned, so I'll turn it over to you.
Brother Dave.
As part of the Corps of Engineers, the Vincent's Levy has to have an agreement with the Brevoort Levy for more mutual aid and assistance as far as maintenance and rights of entry and egress as part of our levy system, because they're tied into it.
So is this an updated agreement, or what is
it
this?
It may be brand new.
Maybe brand new.
I think when they were doing all the levy work, the Corps said that they needed that agreement.
Okay.
There's always been an informal agreement.
Right, okay. So this is formalizing the previously informal agreement between the Brevoort Levy Conservancy District and the City of Vincennes.
Exactly.
Which we all mutually agree is very important.
Right.
Okay. And there's no financial specifications to this agreement. This is...
No, that is as vague as you can get in a contract.
Yes, I see that. Okay. All right. I will make a motion that we approved the Brevoort Levy Agreement as described by the city attorney.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And last is Vincent's Food Trucks on the Wabash. Mr. Grout.
I get more questions about this than any single thing that happens here. Is that food truck thing coming back? When's that start?
Yeah. After really successful year last year, just coming back to ask for permission to use the Riverwalk on Mondays, weather permitting, we hope to even maybe start next Monday.
Right.
Okay, so this will be on each Monday from as soon as we approve it until the fall.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And if you only want to approve a few months and then come back, that's fine with me. But like to go.
I'm fine leaving that open-ended. I mean, I think it was successful. I didn't hear any complaints.
We had no issues, no complaints,
right.
Which is very
good
unusual.
Use of the grounds. Right. Yeah. Well received.
Real quick, you were setting up a food truck committee.
We haven't yet. I do have some members that have finally agreed to sit on a committee, so we are going to get together.
What's the purpose of that?
Just to hash out ideas and any, you know, anything new.
So are there tables provided out there or whatever?
We use the
pavilion.
Oh,
Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market, I'm sorry.
Right.
Graciously let us use their tables.
Okay.
We didn't charge last year the food trucks, which in doing some research, we were one of the few that did not charge.
Okay.
We are going to start charging for them to pay. I paid for all the advertising out of my own pocket last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to charge and then do some better advertising this year and hopefully purchase some tables and,
okay.
It was good. We also used a couple of the work release. It was great about coming down, helping us setting tables up. I thought it was a good use of them. They kept things cleaned up for us, and it worked out perfect.
Okay. And again, these will go through the inspections by the health department.
And the fire department and everything will be?
Yes, everybody, all the trucks have to pass code and follow the ordinance that was drafted last year.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any other questions? Okay, hearing none, we'll make a motion to approve the use of the Riverwalk for the Vincent's food trucks on each Monday from this coming Monday into the fall of 2019.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Great, thanks, Brian, for heading that up.
If we have nothing else, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
That's a lot of work.
I'm like, you